This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, December 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and CBO considers crop insurance to cut deficit. Bozeman questions Kennedy and Minnesota OK's Summit Carbon Pipeline permit. Crop insurance targeted in CBO's deficit cutting options. The Congressional Budget Office is out with some ideas for reducing the deficit, and the options include an idea that CBO has floated before, cutting crop insurance subsidies. CBO estimates taxpayers could save $46.7 billion over 10 years by reducing premium subsidies and limiting the rate of return and administrative and operating expenses for companies. Why it could matter? Well, the 116-page document called Options for Reducing the Deficit 2025 to 2034 is particularly relevant now given the Department of Government Efficiency Initiative launched by billionaires Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Why this idea might not matter? Well, the crop insurance program has broad support on Capitol Hill, in part because it touches every region of the country and provides broad coverage, not just for row crops, but rangeland and livestock. Moreover, Congress has been looking at increases the A&O, not cutting it. The House Ag Committee's Farm Bill would index the A&O cap to inflation. Companies use A&O to compensate agents. Congress also has been looking at boosting premium subsidies on supplemental policies to reduce the demand for ad hoc disaster aid. Bozeman questions what Kennedy, quote, wants to sink his teeth into. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services has some in the food and agriculture industry alarmed. Incoming Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas says the confirmation hearing process will shed more light on Kennedy's views. What I'd like to know is really what he wants to sink his teeth into, Bozeman says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. He's talked a lot about a whole lot of things. What is he really interested in doing? Where can we find common ground? Kennedy is a part of the Make America Healthy Again campaign, has criticized production agriculture for excessive use of pesticides, questioned the nutritional value of seed oils, and gone after the food industry for ultra-processed foods and food additives. Bozeman says some of Kennedy's ideas are good, but some we'll have to wait and see. RFK Jr. will be on Capitol Hill next week. You can listen to more from Bozeman, who also comments on his choices of Lee Zeldin as EPA Administrator and Brooke Rollins as Agriculture Secretary. That's at www.agripulse.com today. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Summit gets okay from Minnesota part of carbon pipeline sequestration permits in North Dakota. Summit Carbon Solutions got two critical approvals yesterday. Minnesota Public Utilities Commission granted a permit to the company for its 28-mile route through the state, a small portion of the company's planned 2,500-mile carbon dioxide pipeline through five Midwestern states. The carbon would be piped from Green Plains Ethanol Plant near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, to the North Dakota border south of Breckenridge and Wilkin County, the State Public Utilities Commission said. From there, the carbon would be sequestered underground in North Dakota using Class 6 injection wells. In addition, the North Dakota Industrial Commission greenlit three carbon sequestration wells. The commission, made up of Governor Doug Burgum, Donald Trump's choice for Interior Secretary, Attorney General Drew Wrigley, and Agriculture Commissioner Doug Gehring, voted 3-0 in favor of granting the permits. Summit noted that the decision by the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission follows the approval of Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline permits in Iowa and North Dakota. Summit also has refiled its South Dakota permit application after an earlier denial, marking significant progress for the multi-state project. On the North Dakota decision, SCS Executive Vice President Wade Beauchamp said, "With these permits, we're one step closer to providing vital infrastructure that benefits farmers, ethanol producers, and communities across the Midwest." USDA projects falling apple and pear exports. U.S. apple and pear exports are all set to fall this marketing year following adverse weather conditions and a poor harvest, USDA said yesterday. Domestic pear production would drop more than 20% to its lowest level since the 1960s, that according to the Foreign Agriculture Service report. Washington, normally the top U.S. producing state, saw persistent cold weather into spring this year, damaging trees. Production in California and Oregon also suffered. The reduced supply will weigh on exports, the report adds, which could reach their lowest volume since 1989. Apple production has also taken a hit. The crop is projected to fall by 150,000 tons from last year, but will likely remain above the 10-year average, USDA says. Exports are set to drop almost 10%, but imports will stay low as the number of apples in cold storage remains elevated. Grape production, in the meantime, is likely to recover from last year. Exports to climb by 35%. Arizona Attorney General sues Saudi-owned alfalfa farm over water use. Arizona Attorney General suing Saudi Arabian-owned alfalfa farm Fondamont over its groundwater pumping, claiming a substantial and rapid decline in Renegris Plain Basin water levels violates the state's public nuisance law by harming others reliant on water. The lawsuit, filed in Maricopa County Superior Court, claims Fondamont extracted about 31,200 acre-feet of groundwater from the basin, which lies in western Arizona, to grow alfalfa last year. This amounts to more than 81% of all groundwater extracted in 2023, the lawsuit asserts. The suit argues that groundwater depletion due to Fondamont's pumping has caused land in the basin to sink, which could lead to sediment buildup and damage to homes, well pumps, and infrastructure. Recovery could take centuries, though the effects, in some cases, may be permanent, it alleges. From the other side, in an email statement, Fondamont spokesman Barrett Parsons said the allegations are unfounded. The company, quote, remains committed to progressive, efficient agricultural practices on all its operations, has continued to develop responsibly during the time farming in the state, and complies with all state regulations, he says. Fondamont is a subsidiary of Alamari, a Saudi Arabian dairy company. Here's today's final word. It has become obvious over the past decade that he truly is a singular figure in American history, one of those men who emerges from time to time to re-engage, revive, and restore our national promise. That Agriculture Secretary nominee, Brooke Rollins, in an X post commemorating Donald Trump's selection as Time Magazine's Person of the Year, though she went further and called him, quote, one of the men of the century. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, December 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.